There's a pediatric scale. It's called the Wechsler scale. And it was just certain skills like bead threading and coin slots, just different things like that, that they show that there was a higher aptitude with boys in this group that had the delayed cord clamping.
Do we know why?
We do not know why. That is the big question that is still out there. This is the first study of this kind to show any sort of long-term 4-year, study based on this delayed cord clamping. The benefits of delayed cord clamping are increased iron stores, up to 6 months of age. And now they're showing, possibly is there some cognitive developmental milestones that are increased in toddlers up to 4 years of age at least. So the research still needs to be shown, does it continue throughout our life? What is magic about 4 years old?
Since iron deficiency or preventing that was the main reason of the cord clamping, would iron deficiency play any role in lack of development, say in motor skills?
I think that's what the research is pointing towards. It's been known for a long time iron plays an important role in the body on the early development of the brain. And so they think that first 6 month period, maybe it's playing more of an important role than we even realized for the development. It has the critical period of brain growth and myelin development is during this first, 6 months of age. And this coincides with if there's a higher iron stores, possibly this is really helping the brain develop, especially if you have an iron deficiency anemia population. That's something that the study looks at that says this could be really key for especially people in the world that have high incidences of iron deficiency anemia.
What is it that iron does for the brain?
It helps with brain growth and myelin development, which just helps the pathways of the brain form.
Do we know why this seems to affect boys more than girls?
You know what? I wish we did. And there was no definitive answer for why boys more than girls. That's one of the study findings that said needed to be researched more. I think, it raises really good issues for further research and development to show that this topic is not done.
You went through delayed cord clamping with your son. What have the results been so far?
I have not noticed any problems. We did have a little bit of jaundice after he was born, but he didn't have to do phototherapy.
What's phototherapy?
Phototherapy is when you have high levels of the jaundice, which is caused by bilirubin, and the phototherapy, it's blue light therapy, ultraviolet therapy. It helps break down that bilirubin. But, it's also a normal side effect sometimes of breastfeeding, which is what I was doing as well, that you have high levels of jaundice.
Is the jury still out on delayed cord clamping?
The jury is still out for sure. I think we have a proven benefit in preterm infants, but in full term, that's what we want to investigate. Should all infants have delayed cord clamping? There's certain benefits for populations that's showing that of iron deficiency anemia. The WHO had come out with an action plan to improve maternal and newborn health in May of 2014. And it says delayed cord clamping is recommended for all moms in the developing world for preterm and full-term infants. And that's for at least 30 seconds for preterm and at least 1 minute for term. Now, the evidence doesn't exactly support this, but looking at this study, it shows that potentially this can help people who are at most risk for needing extra iron in the developing world.
Dr. Puffer, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.